This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, October 2nd. Multiple students faced juvenile petitions after two teachers were struck during a fight at South Columbus High School on Tuesday. A fight off campus apparently extended into the school day. Several students allegedly went to a classroom and attacked another student. The teachers were hit while trying to break up the fight. Brian Riley has been arrested on multiple child sex charges after allegedly kidnapping a teenager in the Mount Olive community. The 15-year-old girl was reported missing early Monday, according to the sheriff's office. Riley, age 64, was tracked to an apartment in Fayetteville where he was holding the girl on Tuesday. The girl was rescued and he was taken into custody. He's being held under no bond. Lisa Danielle Landreth faces child abuse charges after her two children tested positive for methamphetamines. Landreth, age 33, is being held under no bond. The children allegedly ingested the drugs after Landreth allowed them access to a quantity of meth in her home near Whiteville. Leon Wilson, age 18, was held under no bond on a charge of assault with a deadly weapon after he allegedly hit a man with an aluminum baseball bat Tuesday. The sheriff's office was called to Godwin Lane to investigate a report of an altercation with weapons. They found Wilson hiding in a bathroom. The victim was not seriously injured and refused medical care. The Columbus County Fair gets underway Tuesday at the County Fairgrounds. Monday is the Fair Parade through downtown Whiteville. Look for more on the big event at ColumbusCountyNews.com. 8 days after it was overwhelmingly passed by the House and Senate, Governor Josh Stein is catching heat for his delay in taking action on IRENA's law. HB 307 is a criminal justice reform bill. It was passed after the murder of Irina Zarutska on a Charlotte commuter train. The bill passed both houses with a veto-proof majority. HB 307 tightens pretrial release conditions of violent offenders, cuts cashless bail, establishes new rules for ordering mental health evaluations, and sets new timelines for the death penalty. It also allows for the execution by firing squad. Stein is a vocal opponent of gun control. The law can go into effect without his signature. There'll be a chicken bog fundraiser Friday at the Veterans Building in downtown Whiteville. Proceeds benefit Elena Adams. The 15-month-old is being treated for brain cancer. Plates are $8. Call 910-641-1385. The Artesia Alumni Association will host a yard sale and hot dog lunch Friday starting at 11 a.m. Lunch plates are $7 to include two hot dogs, chips, and a drink. Sale will be at 847 Hallsboro Road South. All proceeds go to the scholarship fund. Fair Bluff will be having their fall first Saturday market this week starting at 8 a.m. until, that's going to be Saturday morning, of course. There'll be live music, a pumpkin carving contest for the kids, fishing contest, vendors, and a livestock swap. Columbus County Farmers Market had to delay their Fall Harvest Festival last week, but it's going on this Saturday from 5 until 8. There'll be live bands, games, food trucks, and more. Admission is $5. Children under 9 get in free. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.